Maybe if Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, you might speak first.
Shri Giriraj Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. It's always wonderful to participate in these celebrations where we get some opportunity to try and cleanse our hearts by offering some glorification. I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam yesterday, and wonderful pastime of Judd Barrett when he bumps into the palanquin being carried by different persons for Maharaj Rahugana, and Maharaj Rahugana's servants, they employed Judd Barrett, who was basically wandering around by himself, just absorbed in devotional service, not associating with anybody of any mundane character, so he could remain completely absorbed. And they started employing him in carrying the palanquin because one of the other palanquin bearers became sick. And so as he was carrying the palanquin, he was very careful not to step on any ants. So he was causing some rocking commotion for the king. And the king got upset one time, and his minister or somebody there tried to correct Judd Barrett, and they kept on walking. Then again, Judd Barrett was avoiding the ants. And so the king was very upset, and he began to chastise Judd Barrett. And he got to the point where he said, "I will, because you're a mad fellow now, I will chastise you by beating you." Then Judd Barrett opened his mouth, because he obviously didn't want the king to make that offense to even think of punishing a Vaishnava. So what happened was, Judd Barrett started preaching to the king about how he was an illusion, thinking he was that body and that he was the king, and a wonderful conversation ensued. And then the king was very shocked. And these are just some of the verses here where the king finally came to his senses after hearing Judd Barrett. I'm just going to read the English translations. King Rahugana said, "O Brahmana, you appear to be moving in this world very much, covered and unknown to others. Who are you? Are you a learned Brahmana and a saintly person? I see that you're wearing a sacred thread, and are you one of those exalted, liberated saints such as Dattatreya and other highly advanced learned scholars? May I ask whose disciple you are? Where do you live? Why have you come to this place? Is your mission in coming here to do good for us? Please let me know who you are." "My dear sir, I am not at all afraid of the thunderbolt of King Indra, nor am I afraid of the serpentine, piercing trident of Lord Shiva. I do not care about the punishment of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, nor am I afraid of fire, scorching sun, moon, wind, nor the weapons of Kuvera. Yet I am afraid of offending a Brahmana. I am very much afraid of this. My dear sir, it appears that the influence of your great spiritual knowledge is hidden. Factually, you are bereft of all material association and fully absorbed in the thought of the Supreme. Consequently, you are unlimitedly advanced in spiritual knowledge. Please tell me why you are wandering all around. O great saintly person, you have spoken words approved by the yogic process, but it is not possible for us to understand what you have said. Then kindly explain it. I consider yourself the most exalted master of mystic power. You know the spiritual science perfectly well. You are the most exalted of all learned sages, and you have descended for the benefit of all human society. You have come to give spiritual knowledge, and you are a direct representative of Kapila Dev, the incarnation of God, and the plenary portion of knowledge. I am therefore asking you, O spiritual master, what is the most secure shelter in this world?" So I just want to thank you for, there's many more verses, but I don't want to take too long. I just want to thank you for being the solid follower of Srila Prabhupada and inspiring us with more faith. Thank you.
Very well.
Jai Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu ki jai. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Vajaswat Prabhu, if you like saying something.
Hare Krishna. I don't know how to start, but I want to offer to you. Thank you for being a great Vaishnava and serving your guru and being steady and to Prabhupada. And sometimes I space out, excuse me here. I want to tell everybody that I love you, and I love all the Vaishnavas. Try to serve to Krishna. I think it's very important that this is a very temporal time in this world. We all have very temporal time, and we've lost some God brothers couple of weeks here. So everybody's from my guru to everywhere, everyone's gonna pass away from this world. So this is an opportunity. I want to say that I spaced out, I'm sorry. I'm happy to be able to be a servant, to be able to chant and prepare myself to go to Krishna. And by God brothers like yourself, it happens to, I can practice humility by serving you and serve to you. And forgive my health situation, but I just want you to know that I love you, and I appreciate your service, and thank you for an opportunity to practice a humility on this Vyasa Pooja day. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai Vajaswat Prabhu ki jai. So it's very miraculously amazing that Vajaswat Prabhu can speak. And I'd spoken to him earlier in the day asking if he would speak. It would be very encouraging to all of us for someone to have gone through the level of difficulty that he did, the trauma that he did. I've met a number of people who have had similar situations. It takes years for them to come back to say anything that can be considered remotely recognizable, intelligible. And Vajaswat Prabhu spoke very nicely. Thank you very much, Prabhu. It was very coherent. The essence of our philosophy is actually love of the spiritual master, love of the devotees, ultimately love of the Lord himself. It's not easy for a person in his situation to actually keep recalling words. Words don't come. They're there in the heart, they're there in the mind, in the brain, they don't come out in terms of the actual words. But you spoke very nicely. Thank you very much. Jai Ujjaswat Prabhu Ki Jai. And now I'll ask Mother Sucharya if you can say some things. And
Hare Krishna. When we come before the great devotees of the Lord, we should offer some prayers. So I just have a couple of prayers here from the Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying the Lord and his devotees. This is from Kapila's instruction on devotional service. The Lord is eternally very beautiful, and he is worshipable by all the inhabitants of every planet. He is ever youthful and always eager to bestow his blessing upon his devotees. The glory of the Lord is always worth singing, for his glories enhance the glories of his devotees. One should therefore meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead and upon his devotees. One should meditate on the eternal form of the Lord until the mind becomes fixed. We very much appreciate the association of Srila Prabhupada's disciples who have taken on the great service of uplifting people to understand that they are the eternal servants of Krishna. And I very much appreciate your service to Srila Prabhupada. And thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai Mother Sucharya Prabhu Ki Jai Sikhi Maiti Prabhu
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Girirad Swami Niti Namine. His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, before he had left, he commented that ISKCON is so wonderful in so many ways. One way that he thought ISKCON could improve is that ISKCON needs more heart, as he put it. So, Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj, if we examine his life, we see that he has always not only had the quality of dedicated, staunch, heroic service to Srila Prabhupada, but he's always had this heart, this compassion, this soft-heartedness in him that is something that the society really needs more of. And if we examine his lifetime of service to Srila Prabhupada, we see this quality coming through. One devotee from South Africa, Mother Archa Vigraha, she got terminal cancer in the 90s. And she was a very famous artist in South Africa. And she had very little time left. And so Maharaj instructed her to go to Vrindavan to prepare to leave her body. And they thought she'd only have a few months, but she lived for at least, I think, 18 more months in Vrindavan. But the whole experience was so profound because she became a very, very advanced soul that was recognized by all the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. All the devotees in Vrindavan could see that she had actually developed a deep love of Krishna. And it was through Maharaj's dedication to her, serving her, even stopping all his traveling at one point to help her in the final step to go back to Godhead. So at that time, that was a radical thing to do, given Maharaj's huge responsibilities and service all around the world, to stop everything for one disciple and spend weeks and months with her and help her in this final moment. But the result of that is an enduring legacy of how ISKCON should be, that not only we should be expanding our preaching and getting new recruits and building temples and distributing books and like that, but also to actually take care of the devotees that have already given their lives to Lord Chaitanya's mission, how to help them not spiritually, which may also include helping them practically and materially. And especially in that final moment, when we're all tested to get the best support and help and facility, that is one of the greatest services you can render to a devotee. And especially if they succeed in going back to Godhead, then that is the ultimate goal that we have. So we see that Mother Archavigraha, when she left, she had such a wonderful experience, spiritual experience, that she asked Maharaj that everyone should have this facility in Vrindavan. Because to leave your body in Vrindavan in such a spiritual atmosphere, surrounded by the Vaishnavas, that is really the ultimate that we can aspire for. And she wanted everyone to have this opportunity. And so she asked Maharaj that you please try to build a facility so that all the Vaishnavas, all the devotees have such an opportunity. So Maharaj, in his very humble way, has been for the last 14 years working towards that goal of establishing a hospice in Vrindavan. And that is quite an endeavor, because not only the tremendous financial commitment that's required to build such a facility, but how to staff such a facility and get qualified devotees to who are willing to dedicate themselves to stay in the holy dham. So that has been one of his focuses the last 14, 15 years working on this, and we see that it's practically come to fruition now, that there is a wonderful facility there that's been built, and there are devotees, qualified professional devotees, who have studied and trained about hospice care, and that are available to take care of the devotees in this crucial time. And we see that this is a quality of Maharaj, that he goes beyond the call of duty as a spiritual master. The spiritual master is meant to give spiritual guidance and spiritual elevation to the disciples, and he's not really meant to provide practical help or facility, but Maharaj, having this deep compassion and seeing sometimes the shortcomings in ISKCON, he goes out of his way to also help in that respect. Recently we had one devotee, Mother Nam Chintamani. She had a serious hip injury, required an operation. Maharaj arranged for the operation, got pushed to Krishna Prabhu to give the treatment for free and take care of her recuperation. So this is a glorious service. It's way beyond the call of duty of the spiritual master, but Maharaj is taking care of people holistically in all ways to help them reach the goal. And even in my own life, I can see that Maharaj, recently there was some upheaval, and he went so much out of his way to help us be situated in a reasonable situation, taking a lot of trouble and time and effort to help with that. So these are the special qualities that Maharaj possesses, a soft heart and that soft heart is not from sentimentality, but from deep Krishna consciousness, profound Krishna consciousness. And that you'll see in his relationships also with his godbrothers and godsisters, that he cares tremendously for them and takes so much time and effort to develop loving relationships with them. And so many of them take shelter of him or really look for his association. So this is also something that ISKCON needed, maybe in years gone by, that wasn't so much there. This collegial, loving relationships between the godbrothers and godsisters, that is necessary to keep ISKCON strong and to help everyone spiritually advance, rather than someone being an island and isolated from the godbrothers and godsisters. So this you will see in Maharaj, how he takes so seriously the relationships with the God brothers and God sisters. I had one brief exchange with His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. That was the only time. I once was helping compile a Vyas Puja book for Maharaj, and I wrote to Tamal Krishna Maharaj in England and asked him if he would contribute some experience or that he had with Giriraj Maharaj in service to Srila Prabhupada. And Maharaj replied that he has so much to tell that he would need hours and hours. And he said, one day your Guru Maharaj and I will sit down together and we will talk and recall all our experiences of service to Srila Prabhupada, and you all can record this and write this down. But it didn't come to pass, so we see that this is also Maharaj is focusing on writing down his experiences of serving Srila Prabhupada. This is a very important legacy for us, for the movement, for the future. So we pray that Lord Krishna will bless him with many, many more years to come so that he can complete this vital task of sharing his deep experiences with Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Dharma Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimati Giriraj Swaminiti Namani. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak here this morning. I feel very honored to get to speak some glorification of the spiritual master, the position of the spiritual master, and also this spiritual master, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. When I first joined Hare Krishna, I was fortunate. The first devotee that I ever heard speak was Srila Gurudev, Tamal Krishna Goswami. It was at Rath Yatra, right here in the park. And so it went in really deep, really fast. And he was the first person I ever heard mention Srimad Bhagavatam, things like that. So for me, Tamal Krishna Goswami was like everything. You know, that was it. And I, you know, other gurus, other devotees, it just wasn't even, you know how it is when you first join, right? My guru is the best, you know, and you're very immature. You don't realize that you have so many wonderful aunts and uncles in our movement that assist us. And so it took me a little while to realize, to develop as a devotee, and I began to see how much respect Tamal Krishna Maharaj had for his God brothers and God sisters. And when you see him that way, you know, I've got to get in line too, you know. And so slowly it began to dawn on me, and hearing lectures, hearing from advanced devotees, I began to understand that Guru is one, that Krishna appears as the Guru, and that we have a personal relationship with so many individuals, but the position of Guru is so important. And we have a Shiksha Guru. I had a Shiksha Guru. I have it, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and I'm so grateful for that. But I also have Shiksha Gurus, and I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful because I need a lot of help. And I need help from, I want help from as many sources as I can get that help. And His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj has helped me immeasurably, helped me so much. And all of us here, I think, can testify to that. All of us here have realizations in our heart about Guru. And so I'm really grateful to share my realizations with you. And I wanted to tell a little story about the first time that I met Maharaj. Actually, the first time I began to speak with Maharaj, I was a little bit scared. And I asked Ratapaja Maharaj, I said, Maharaj, you know, I really want to get to know Giriraj Maharaj. What should I do? You know, how can I get closer to him? He said, just talk to him. He said, he's nice. Just talk to him. So I said, okay, Maharaj. And it was in preparation for a program, a home program in Denton. We used to have a Friday night home program in Denton. And whenever sannyasis would come and visit, we'd humbly ask, will you come to our Friday program in Denton? And we started to get some really, you know, some big guns. You know, we had Ritupaj Maharaj. We had so many nice devotees. And then His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj came into town, and we asked him, would you please do the program? And it turns out he was free. Things worked out. The schedule was right. And Maharaj agreed to come to the program. So we drove him up there. We had the program. And I remember being really nervous because at the end of the program, I wanted to get closer to Maharaj and speak to you more. And by Krishna's mercy, I was able to do that. And one of the things that we said was, is we were so amazed that we had Giriraj Maharaj in this small little house for this little program. There was only about 10 devotees. And we said, wow, Maharaj, we can't believe, we're so amazed you're here. Thank you so much. And Maharaj said, even some temples don't get this. So we knew how special it was to have him there, and we were really grateful. And it's true, you know, that when your desire is there, Krishna rewards you. So we felt very rewarded by that. And I wanted to just mention real quickly, I was very fortunate. I got to visit Maharaj in his abode in Carpinteria, and it's a wonderful, magical, spiritual place. The atmosphere is unbelievably Krishna conscious. It's like going to a holy dham, and I'm very, very grateful and very, very feel very fortunate for that. And I wanted to speak a little bit about advanced devotees. Advanced devotees attract deities. And I think everyone knows, if everyone doesn't, I'll let you know that Maharaj has attracted many, many beautiful deities. And he has Gandharvaka Giridhari. Has everyone seen the photos of these deities at least? I have a photo of these deities. And the deity, Govardhan, looks like Maharaj. I swear. And I began to think about that in preparation for speaking, and I realized Giriraj Maharaj thinks about Lord Krishna so much that Krishna is always thinking about Giriraj Maharaj, and so he actually has begun to look like Giriraj Maharaj. These deities are very beautiful. If you haven't seen photos, ask the disciples, they have photos. But Maharaj's heart is one with Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj Govardhan is like the most merciful, right? A devotee, the most merciful. I forget the Sanskrit term for that. But this is what Maharaj is. That's why he's named after Giriraj Maharaj. He's so merciful and so kind and right in line with what a spiritual master is and the mercy that spiritual masters give and how they interact with disciples. And they give love and they give kindness and they also show the stick too, right? They know how to chastise and keep us on the track. And we're very grateful for that. Maharaj is so sharing and so giving. I was so fortunate. I got to attend a japa retreat last week in Georgia in the beautiful mountain setting, and it was so amazing. And one of the things that made it so incredible was the presence of Giriraj Maharaj and his sharing and his understanding and his realizations of Krishna consciousness and how he shared that and to help us understand how chanting, we can improve our chanting and improve our relationship and improve our relationship with Krishna. And Maharaj is being requested to be present all over the world. He is writing so many nice books and there's so much he could do, but he took the time to come and be with, you know, 63 of us, 64 of us, others that were at that program. And For 2 weeks, Maharaj was at part one and part two. I only went to part two. But that's the kind of giving, loving relationship he has with each of us and what he wants to give us and what Krishna wants to give us. And there is no amount of glorification that we could ever say or do that could possibly glorify the spiritual master enough for what he's done for us. The debt is impossible to repay. But I want to try to repay it, and I'm very grateful for that. One quick story about Maharaj, and this is from a remembrance tape. This is from Yadubara's series. I don't know if anyone has seen this. It's the second tape, I believe. And there's footage of this, and the devotees, there was a small group, it was actually the first Sankirtan group from London was flying. Mother Jamuna was there, Mother Malati, Shamashundar, and Maharaj. And they were flying on this what was really like a transport plane that had some chairs put in it. And they stopped in Egypt, I think, to refuel. And so when they came off the plane, this is a Muslim country, and this is in the 1970s. There was war going on. There were soldiers everywhere. They had automatic machine guns on their arms, and the devotees came off the plane, I think more or less doing kirtan, chanting, jumping, doing kirtan, full-on kirtan. And at first, the soldiers didn't know what to make of this. And they are actually, at one point, I think they had guns pointed at Maharaj. And when one of the devotees, other devotees there saw this, he said, I can't be here for this. And he started to chant his japa and he walked behind the plane. By the time he got back around, he saw the soldiers were dancing with Maharaj and Maharaj had the two guns in his hand. So I hope I quoted that right, Maharaj. Is that true? You had the guns and they were dancing? Hare Krishna, that is incredible. And that is just a small, tiny fraction, scintilla portion of the mercy of His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. And this process does work, and we're so grateful to Maharaj, and my eternal obeisances, my humble prostrate obeisance to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dharma Prabhu. Dharma Prabhu ki jai. I remember in that story, of course, Dharma Prabhu was trying to finish his offering quickly. But when they were pointing the gun at Maharaj, Maharaj was jumping up and down, so they were taking the gun up and down like that with him. So he was following him just to make sure that if he moved a little bit this way or that way, they could use the gun on him. So it's a very dangerous situation, extremely dangerous situation. But Maharaj was very, very transcendently oblivious to the danger that was around him. He was so much into the holy name. That reminds me of the same program that Dharma Prabhu spoke of when we went to the Blue Ridge Mountains, was it? McKayville, out in Georgia. I went with very, very high expectations, thinking to myself, because I'd been to the Japa workshop with Maharaj in Houston. And I didn't think the workshop was going to do much for my chanting. I already thought I was chanting quite good. You know, what's the need to actually go to a workshop? But anyway, we were asked to go, so I thought we should go, at least as a temple president. If I don't go and the other devotees go, it looks bad, so I should go. So I really thought, at least I'll relax down there. There's so much work to do in Dallas, and there'll be nothing to do in Houston. So, you know, I'll just relax there and just have a good time. That's all I thought I'd do. Then the first day started with the retreat, and I said, oh my God, I never heard this about the holy name. I never heard that about the holy name. By the time we finished, I wrote down 15 different modules of how to chant the holy name better. Thinking to myself, when I was listening to this, if I just took one of these modules, my chanting would improve many, many times, not 100% or 200%, many thousands of percent it would improve. Just taking one module out of those 15, what to speak of looking at all 15. So then when I thought, you know, at that time they asked us to book for the retreat, Purusha Shukta Prabhu said, look, you know, we want to come and do this in Dallas, but it would look nice if you came to the retreat in Georgia before we did one in Dallas, because then it's really fair that you come to the retreat and lead by example so that others will come to the Dallas workshop when we do the workshop in Dallas. And I really want to do this as a service to His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. So, obviously, you know, as soon as you used Gurudev's name, I mean, that was like, for me, there was no question, I had to go to the retreats. But I thought to myself, with those 15 modules, I mean, you know, what are they going to teach at that retreat? There has to be something better that they're saying at the retreat than what I already heard at the workshop. So I went in with very high expectations, and I thought to myself, hope I won't get disappointed when I go there. And then when I attended the retreat, I was totally blown away. I mean, the highest expectations that I went through, my expectations were through the roof when I went there. And then when I experienced what I experienced there, all thanks to Maharaj and to Sachinandan Maharaj and the other devotees who were there, Mahatma Prabhu, Ritadwaja Maharaj, and the other assembled Vaishnavas, very, very dedicated servants of the holy name, I can only say one thing, that if any of you get the opportunity to attend, whether it is a workshop or a retreat, which anything to do with japa, and Giriraj Maharaj is going to be there, sell your house and go there. Sell your house. Honestly, sell your house and go there. You know, that's how much money I would pay for it. There's no price that would be too much to go to that program. You will build a very, very close relationship with Maharaj. First of all, if we say we really love Maharaj and we like to get closer to Maharaj, there is no better opportunity than to hear him speak about the holy name. If we think that his persona now, as we are seeing Maharaj, is so great and we're all glorifying him, you should see him at a japa retreat or a japa workshop. Maharaj gets so deep into the holy name, and we come to learn the essence of our existence, why we're actually, you know, living, why we're breathing. We'll get to know with great clarity. And Maharaj does such a great job of helping us become really serious about our holy name that, you know, I can only say that I'm a different devotee after I've been through that retreat. I just change internally. There's just such a change that's happening. I can't describe it. It's just made me feel very happy that I went to the retreat. I was already very happy being a member of the Hare Krishna movement. There's nothing better than being a member of the Hare Krishna movement. Anyway, I can go on and on. Is Swarup Damodar Prabhu here? Prabhu, can you come and speak? And then, of course, Mother Lakshmi. And after Mother Lakshmi, if I can have Sarvabhauma Prabhu ready to speak, please.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Giriraj Swamin Iti Namine. His Divine Grace Srila Giriraj Maharaj Ki. Coming here to Dallas, Texas has been quite an experience for me in many, many ways. This whole temple and environment is so saturated with the mood of His Divine Grace Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. It's very hard to avoid. In every step of the way, you look at the design of the temple, the way the deities are worshipped so wonderfully, you just know this is Maharaj's place. But I think the thing that strikes us most, that it's Maharaj's place of service, is His disciples that He has left here. Such amazingly wonderful devotees that in the short few days that I've been here, I've been very much overwhelmed by their example and how much they carry His Divine Grace Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj in their hearts, in their character, and in their behavior, which brings to mind, I was thinking about today, how, I mean, of the few interactions that I had with Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj in relation to my own Guru Maharaj, I think it was in 2001 or 2, Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj came and visited His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj in Carpinteria just for a few days. And in those few days, I was fortunate to be there to help assist him during his stay there. And at one point, he manifested his love for His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj very, very emphatically to me in a chastising way. And I remember I was serving somewhat inattentively Prashad, and Maharaj scolded me very lovingly, but in his usual strong way at the same time. And he told me, what kind of service is this? Don't you have love for your spiritual master? You should do it like this. And it struck me at that time that no one ever told me something like that. And then he went further and he said, you know, I love your Guru Maharaj. He is very soft and humble. He may not tell you, but I love him, so I will tell you. Because he is a very great personality. And so coming here to Dallas, Texas, and associating with the devotees, I see the same mood coming from Tamal Krishna Maharaj in the same way from the hearts of the devotees here. They have so much of love for my Guru Maharaj that it's very humbling for me to see their love, their interaction for him. When I associate with Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he is just overflowing with love. His short offering earlier was just a small token of his deep love that I know he has. I'm staying with Nityananda Prabhu. He goes on talking about glorifying Maharaj, glorifying the spiritual master, how it's everything in our spiritual life. And when I first arrived, one of the first devotees I met was Rupa Nuga Prabhu out on the sidewalk. And he also just went on and on in such a deep feeling way about Giriraj Maharaj. And I was thinking, boy, you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj many years ago told me something. Now again, the devotees here expressing their hearts about my Guru Maharaj. And I should learn this. I should learn this, how to love and how to serve in a very attentive way. So today on this day, my offering to my Guru Maharaj is to endeavor to take the association of the devotees, take the training of the devotees that love him so much here in Dallas and all around the world. And I pray to become a disciple that is worthy.
Jai Sarup Namadhar Prabhu Ki Jai. I can say for when I was at his age, I had no abilities compared to him. Sarup Namadhar Prabhu is a very, very advanced devotee, very, very wonderful devotee. Thank you, Prabhu. And now I'll ask Lakshmi Priya Prabhu to speak.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Giriraj Swami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Well, I'm not prepared for this, so if I make any mistakes, please forgive me, and please everybody forgive me. First of all, I would like to thank you for formally accepting me as your disciple last December. It was an awesome experience. My first contact with His Holiness Giriraj Swami was in November 3rd, 2001, at about 3:20 p.m. It was after, you know, I had a family tragedy, and I was, you know, looking out, you know, for somebody to guide me. So at that time, my family are all disciples of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So they said, in your searching of Guru, my sister said, don't forget to call His Holiness Giriraj Swami. I said, okay. What is it? How is what is a guru? What's a sannyasi going to be? So he said, no, you just call and you see for yourself, you know. So I called Maharaj, and then he spoke to me. He asked me, and I, what I'm doing and all that stuff. So I called that evening my sister. I said, oh my God, this is real. I thought, you know, sannyasis will talk only about Krishna. He's real. He asked me about myself. So, you know, he was so compassionate, like, you know, and he was asking me. So then I said, okay, I told my family, I think I have found my guru. And there are a couple of, instances which I would like to describe. Once I had the good fortune of driving Maharaj from Houston to Dallas. So I'm normally a fast driver, but Maharaj wanted me to, it was on the fast track, and Maharaj said, okay, I have to reach at a particular time, so you have to go fast. So I said, Maharaj, I'm already driving at 80 miles an hour. So he's saying, okay, you know what? His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj used to chastise his driver if they don't drive fast. Here is the bait for you. Every car that you overtake, you'll be one step closer to Godhead. So I said, okay. And then Maharaj took some rest. And then when he got up, I told him, Maharaj, I passed 25 cars. So he said, no, you have more hard work to do. And I would like to describe of how compassionate he is. Even, you know, one day I was in Santa Barbara. I had gone to serve Maharaj, And I had the good fortune of taking him for his daily walk. I drove him, and it was raining. It was pouring that day, and I was thinking, how is Maharaj going to go for a walk in this? But I was advised by senior devotees is that no, don't ask. What just do what Maharaj says. So I said okay. I said okay. He said then there is a point. In front of the Radisson Hotel there, you drop him and then he takes a walk and then you drop him in point A and pick him up from point B. So I dropped him there and it was pouring and I'm looking and I'm seeing him, you know, he's walking in the rain. And then when I went to pick him up after some time, you know, he called and we went to pick him up. And it was drenched, and the first thing he says, he came to the car saying, oh my God, I think I'm going to spoil your car because my dress is wet. I said, Maharaj, forget your dress, you are so wet. And he was so, I know, it was so touching and compassionate that, you know, he's not concerned about himself, he's concerned about my car. So, well, there are many more instances, but I would not like, I'm sure others want to talk, so I would like to end this, and thank you very much. Everybody, thank you for allowing me to talk. Hare Krishna.
So I'd like to mention something that Maharaj started in the class where he talked about how a devotee gives everything to Krishna, the wealth, intelligence, life, and words. Those are what I remember. A lot of devotees have heard how Maharaj came from a wealthy family and he was so dedicated to Srila Prabhupada that he went to India and was serving under very difficult conditions, like many of the early devotees that went, especially to Bombay, and were fighting for the land there and living in very difficult conditions. So Srila Prabhupada appreciated this very much, but Maharaj's parents were worried for their son's health and welfare. So I haven't heard the story perfectly, but the basic idea is that his father offered Maharaj a very large sum of money to come in a more safe situation to maybe leave India. But Maharaj saw everything as Krishna's mercy that he got to serve Prabhupada, and to serve Prabhupada was the greatest wealth that all these pioneering devotees had. So, and then later in his life, as I understand, Maharaj spent time with his parents when he had a health crisis, and he was able to inspire them to give some of their wealth for Krishna conscious projects, including things like the hospice in Vrindavan. And I don't know the story, but when I was at the devotee hospital, Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Bombay, there's a room named after Maharaj's mother, I believe. So she must have given some donation for that. So the idea is not that Maharaj was rejecting wealth, but we see that later he took the same wealth from his parents and engaged in Krishna's service. And the first time that I believe that I met Maharaj, he came to Dallas quite a long time ago. And Gaur Nataraj was here at that time with his wife Sachi. And I was asked to help Maharaj get a suitcase. He wanted a suitcase. So I drove Maharaj to a mall. And everyone, I think, that's seen Maharaj in action, he doesn't like to waste money. So he wanted to get a certain kind of suitcase. We went to this mall, and they had the same kind of suitcase he wanted. They had a rack of half-price suitcases. So he got exactly what he wanted, and it was a low price. Then he wanted another suitcase repaired. And at the mall, they said, this takes a few weeks to do, but he was leaving Houston, Dallas the next day. So we took, I can't remember if we went together or I went, but We took the suitcase, got to the, we went to the actual place where they fix it, just in the chance that they might fix it. And they told us at the mall that it takes 2 weeks or a long time. So we went to the place and they said, oh, well, yeah, we can fix it right away. And they just fixed it. And I started to sense that because he had, Maharaj had done so much service for Prabhupada, that Krishna was just, you know, behind him. So I felt like if I would have gone on myself to try to buy a suitcase and get another one fixed, it would have taken me like 2 months. But I felt that because he had to serve Prabhupada under so many conditions with such unflinching devotion that in a very clear way, it seemed like Krishna was just helping him even in a small thing. So there's a lot of things I could say. I would like to tell one story that because many disciples of Tomal Krishna Maharaj are here who served Tomal Krishna Maharaj. And he was very demanding, and if we made a mistake, he would let us know right away. So one time, I got to do one service for Giriraj Maharaj in California to drive him, I think it was from Laguna Beach to the Los Angeles Temple. This was shortly after Holiness Sridhar Maharaj departed from this world, and Maharaj was supposed to speak at Los Angeles where they're doing a program in honor of Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj. So I grew up in Los Angeles and we were a little late coming on the freeway towards the LA Temple. So I used my speculation. I thought maybe I can get off the freeway and try to go on a shortcut to get to the temple sooner. So I knew LA, but I knew which direction the temple was, so I cut in that direction, but I ended up going in a housing development that had dead-end streets. So rather than save 10 minutes, I lost about 10 minutes. So my spiritual master, Tomal Krishna Maharaj, would have really heavily chastised me. But Maharaj instructed me in a different way. He was just quiet. And just by him being quiet, it was like even a greater chastisement I felt, because I just... all I could do was just think of what a fool I was. And then later I learned one other thing, is that once we got to the LA Temple, we were late. So, and then the program, we came into the temple and other senior Prabhupada disciples were talking about Sridhar Maharaj. And then Giriraj Maharaj spoke. And then later, as we were leaving, Maharaj told me that I saw this as Krishna's arrangement that we came a little late, because at other programs, because I was such a senior devotee, they always make me speak first. And I actually wanted to hear some of my godbrothers speak. Because Maharaj had spoken about Sridhar Maharaj, I think, at Laguna Beach also. And he was always first. So he was able to see so many things as Krishna's arrangement. And he instructed in a different way. So I know that in every Vaishnava has their own personality and nature, and they use it in Krishna's service. And they don't try to imitate each other. So I think everyone here has seen how in his using his own personality and wealth, intelligence, body, and everything in Krishna's service, Maharaj has something very beautiful and unique to offer all of us. Giriraj Maharaj ki.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Giriraj Swamiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Panchaka Patruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Titanam Bhavani Vyo Vaishnu Vyavyo Namo Namaha. So Maharaj, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. And to all the devotees as well. My memory is terrible, so I had to read off of this paper. But when I began to write my offering to you, Maharaj, I asked myself, what could I possibly offer to somebody who has everything? You have Srila Prabhupada, and you have Krishna.
You have everything. Krishna is Ananta, unlimited. Glorification of his pastimes and qualities are also unlimited. And similarly, one who is a dear devotee has unlimited glory. I have no qualification to glorify you, as your glory is unlimited. Sri Guru's mercy is so wonderful that with it a dumb person can sound eloquent, and a crippled man can climb a mountain. So Maharaj, please kindly accept these words as suitable. I become so inspired and enthusiastic by your teachings. You teach by example. Your deep love for chanting, your deep love for Srila Prabhupada, and your deep care and love for the devotees is a perfect example for me. Whenever I am with you or whenever I remember you, I never want to leave. I was a dead body and you have given me life. You have bound Krishna up with the love, with the rope of love in your heart, and you see him everywhere. What can I offer to you who has everything? I only have my heart and soul, which is yours to do with whatever you like. I love you very much, and I will never give up your service. Thank you, Maharaj.
Jai Bhakti Michael Prabhu Ki Jai. Bhakti Michael Prabhu is another very, very advanced soul. I mean, there are times when he comes and seeks my guidance before he'll come to speak to you about it. And then he'll tell me what he thinks he should do so that, and ask me what I think. But whatever he tells me to do, I just tell him, yes, you're thinking the right thing. There's nothing for me to say to you. You're on the right track. Very, very beautiful devotee. Excellent devotee. Lindy? Lindy is his wife. So generally in my wife's case, I always have heard of whatever was first before I will do, so I had her first. But she's such a nice wife, she let her husband speak first.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Maharaj. I had wrote you an offering. Well, here it goes. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to you. Thank you, Maharaj, for your endless mercy that you have given Michael and I. We have shared so many moments that will be treasured for all times to come. Sorry. I should have went first. Sorry. We have shared so many moments that will be treasured for all times to come. I have had the honor and pleasure to follow behind you like a wobbling duckling following her mother for the first time, not knowing the full extent of what's happening or the impact the experience will have, but the feeling of confidence and assurance that all is well, because as long as the duckling follows the mother, the duckling will be protected and trained up to be strong with that foundation. Maharaj, you're like that to me. By taking shelter of you, it has been my good fortune, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his endless love for Krishna, that I have you here today. By taking shelter of you, I have been protected in the illusion of Maya, and I have every confidence and assurance that by following you, following Srila Prabhupada, I will eventually find my place in the spiritual world. I have such a stupid mind not thinking of Krishna. Please forgive me for all my offenses that I have committed. And understand, the spirit soul is eternal, and it is still not enough time to truly let you know just how much I love you and I appreciate you for your constant reminder of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and all their associates and pastimes, and for reminding me of Srila Prabhupada and showing how a spirit soul can purify this diseased body by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Giriraj Swami Aki Jai.
Madhav Hari Prabhu.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Giriraj Swami Itinamine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine Pancha Kalpatarugusya Cha Kripa Sindhu Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanabhya Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Maharaj, I will read out couple of incidents and happened with you and interaction with you. You inspire us and give us instructions on how to chant and achieve the ultimate goal of life. But we have to do our part. Yes, I remember once I questioned you about my initiation, about how can I get special Krishna's mercy to meet my guru as early as possible. You quoted, I remember in your email, Krishna's mercy facilitates meeting the guru and guru's instructions, and surrendering leads us to reveal Krishna in our heart. This statement has made me remain in Krishna consciousness. And other thing, you gracefully accepted our humble invitation to visit our home. Your visit is still deep rooted in our memory, especially for my younger son Anant. He told me later, Maharaj talked me very politely and humbly. He asked me about what I like most. My son responded, playing video games. We discussed later on that it was very irresponsible answer to Maharaj. Then we decided and we come to the conclusion that Anand should chant Harinam Mahamantra at least once a day around. But he is practicing chanting for Sundays only, 1, 2, and now he started 3 rounds. And it is Maharaj's mercy. He has started with that, and he promised to do this, and he still respect his promise. Maharaj, we gracefully respect your mood of compassion, politeness, and humbleness, which you continually demonstrated as our spiritual master. I promise you, we as a family pray for your mercy to remain in Krishna consciousness, to follow in your footstep in the mood of Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna.
Jai Madhava Hari Prabhu Ki Jai. It looks like Sri Rupa Prabhu, you want to say, where's Sri Rupa?
Jai Hare Krishna. I really was not planning on speaking at all. But I guess I would just like to say thank you so much, Maharaj, for all the attention that you give to us here in Dallas and Houston. I know you're very busy and you have a lot going on. But you spend a lot of time every year, the last couple of years, here with us. And I know for myself personally, it means so much. And thank you so much for your mercy and praying for us and caring for us as you do. Thank you. We love you very much, Maharaj. And please continue to come look after us and guide us. And by your mercy, hopefully we can please Srila Gurudev and Sri Sri Gaur Nithai and Lord Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Jai Maharaj Ki Jai.
Sri Rupa Prabhu Ki Jai. I pretty much run out of my list. I've actually asked people to speak. Oh, yeah, okay. Matarnath Prabhu also like to say something. I was twisting his arm to say something. He said, I've been out of it so long. I feel strange being in the temple room amongst all the other Vaishnavas. I feel guilty that I have not been in your association this long. And I said, well, the best way to overcome it is actually to speak, to be in front of the Vaishnavas. And so I'm so happy he's decided to say something. Thank you, Prabhu.
When I was walking to the temple room this morning, there was devotees running everywhere, like bees running everywhere, and it reminded me back when my Guru Maharaj Srila Gurudev used to come, and especially when he had his Vyas Puja, it was like a beehive around here, and everybody was running around in anxiety. It's nice to see everybody in anxiety like that. I kind of miss that, but it's nice all to see other people in anxiety. So, it reminded me of those times, and it's a little strange being around devotees. I have to get used to being surrounded by devotees rather than surrounded by grizzly bears now. So I've been out in the wilderness so long. So, but I was thinking that generally when a hurricane comes through, it's it really causes destruction and, you know, so much turmoil, and nobody really benefits from it. But I think the devotees here in Dallas are about the only people that has ever benefited from a tornado. I mean, from a hurricane. So I think we'll have to call him Bhakta Ike now. And I remember once being with Srila Gurudev, and there was a hurricane coming, and he was asking me, "Why do they always name hurricanes after women?" And that was back when they named them after women all the time. And I said, I think it's because it sounds more dangerous, more threatening to have a woman's name, you know. So I guess he said, yeah, I guess Hurricane Al doesn't sound so threatening, you know, Srila Gurudev said. So I guess they ran out of women's names, and now they've started with men. So, but anyway, I remember when Srila Gurudev, when he left, and there were so many senior godbrothers and of Srila Gurudev that wanted to come here and comfort us. And we were, Nityananda and I sat down and we with some of the other devotees, and we thought, at this time we want family. We want the people that are the closest to us. We want His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. And that's who we asked for at that time, because we felt so close to him, and we knew that he was so so close to Srila Gurudev, and he's continued to give us his guidance. He comes many times. He gives us his guidance and his association. And I know, like, sometimes in our temple council meetings, we can't solve a problem, so we think, well, let's ask Giriraj Maharaj. He always has the answer. And that's one of the things that has amazed me, one of the many qualities of Giriraj Maharaj that has amazed me, that is whenever you ask him something, he'll turn it every way possible. He'll turn it inside out, upside down, and when it comes out, it's the perfect answer. I remember talking this morning to Urjaswat Prabhu, and he was saying that when I talk now, I have to think before I speak. And I was thinking, well, that's not such a bad thing. Actually, we should all take up that quality, you know. And then I thought immediately of His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, that when you ask him something, I mean, he thinks and turns it every way possible, so that it, whatever comes out of his mouth is pure Krishna consciousness. And I remember before Srila Gurudev left, he told me, he said, well, this was like a couple of years actually before he left, he said, I'm not going to always be here to hold your hand, so you're going to have to grow up in Krishna consciousness, you're going to have to mature, and I'm not going to always be around to hold your hand. But I just wanted to thank Unfortunately, I haven't grown up, and I wanted to thank His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj for letting me hold his hand and for constantly being there for us. And I know that whatever instruction comes from you, Maharaj, is also coming directly from Srila Gurudev. Jai. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj ki jai.
Jai Mathurnath Prabhu ki jai. I was looking around to see if I could see Mother Kunti, and I didn't see her because I'm sitting on the other side. I'm sorry, Mother Kunti, because I had actually asked you to speak and you had agreed. Please come and say something. No, please. Come on.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Badalaya Srimati Tamal Krishna Goswami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Badalaya Srimati Giriraj Swami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Badalaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nirashesha Shunyavadi Paskata Deshtarani. One soul, two bodies. I heard that very soon after Srila Gurudev had left the planet, and I thought, well, this is very good, that we can continue to somehow love and cherish the Vani of Srila Gurudev by observing the character, qualities, and perseverance of Giriraj Swami. If we can just somehow remember this example every day, then somehow we can keep chanting our rounds and keep offering service in the most loving way possible. Maharaj is always giving me good guidance, and he gives good guidance sometimes by not answering my letters. I like that. It gives me a chance to think about what I've done and what I've said. And then when he does write, and I feel very pleased that maybe I've, you know, made some progress. I'm a retarded devotee. I'm one of these people that somehow got initiated but never developed. Somehow I have hoped, though, that by getting the association of Maharaj, that this retarded nature of mine will go away and I'll actually begin to make steps. And one of the biggest steps is this japa retreat coming up. For me, this will be my first one, and I've been hearing so much about it. And I hope we'll all take advantage. And thank you very much for letting me speak, Maharaj. All glories to your Vyas Puja. All glories to your disciples. Hare Bol.
Jai Kunti Prabhu Ki Jai. When you have two such beautiful sons as Sri Rupa and Bhadra, there's no question of being a retarded person. You're a very exalted person. You're with such nice devotee sons, beautiful sons. Of course, your own position as well. Rupa Nuka Prabhu, can you say something? He's hiding, I know.
I advised Maharaj this morning, as I'm wont to do, that this is a tough job, being a guru and having to accept all of these obeisances, kind words. But somebody's got to do it, Maharaj. You're elected. Today's your day. Srila Gurudev, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, I heard him say once that if a person has many good qualities but is arrogant, it's very difficult to help that person, to teach that person anything. And if a person has practically no good qualities, but he has a spirit of humility, then that person can be helped. And one of my favorite characters in the Mahabharata is the personality Vidura, one of the sons of Krishna, Sri Krishna Dwaipayan Vyas, I believe. Third son, Vidura, the humble Vidura. And I was thinking that one of my favorite pastimes in the Mahabharata is after the 13th year of exile, when the exile of the Pandavas is over, and the Pandavas are residing, I believe, in the kingdom of the Matsyas, Krishna comes to visit them because now they're out of the closet, so to speak, and so now Krishna can come and see them. And so King Yudhisthira, who has been in exile, he wants to sue for peace with the Kauravas, with Duryodhana. So he requests that Krishna go and tell them that he is willing to accept just one village for himself and his brothers, and he will be satisfied with that. So Krishna goes, and Duryodhana hears about his coming and prepares an elaborate reception with plans to invite him to come and stay in his castle or his palace. This is my remembrance of it. I don't remember all the details. But Krishna walked right past Duryodhana and his entourage and went to stay with the gentle Vidura. So Vidura was taking the position in this lifetime of being the son of a very lowly maidservant, even though his father was as exalted as the father of Dhritarashtra, because they were the same person. He was the same person, Śrīla Vyāsadeva. So even though they both had the same exalted father, he was not recognized by the Kauravas as being an exalted person because of the social class of his mother. So anyhow, this is a very impressive to me that Krishna, who has so much opulence at his disposal, and who was being offered so much opulence by Duryodhana and his followers, Krishna chose to go and stay with the lowly, the humble Vidura. So this humility is a rare quality in today's society. Since I teach, I can observe that either the humility or the lack of in the students who come into my classroom. So a very rare commodity. And Mother Kunti stole my thunder by saying, same soul in two bodies. And so I feel that way a lot, or I've felt that way since the departure of our own spiritual master. I felt that way about His Divine Grace Giridhar Maharaj, because I see in him qualities that I occasionally got a glimpse of in Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, who was known most of his devotional career to be a heavy. And yet there were times when a disciple could just catch a little glimpse of the softness of that personality. Those times were rare for me. Most of the time I saw the heavy side, because he had to be. With disciples like me, he had to be the heavy, you know, to try to help us correct what we brought into Krishna consciousness. So now that he has departed, I see this quality manifest so much in the person of Śrīla Giridhara Maharaj. And so I would like to say that this is very nice. He has he's treated me with a kind of respect that I would have expected only for his most exalted godbrothers, and that surprises me and takes me aback. But it lets me know that this is the level that I need to strive for myself. So I just wanted to offer a word of encouragement to those of you who are already fortunate enough to be his disciple, and for those of you who are aspiring to become his disciple, his disciples, that here is a person in whom you can repose your trust and your love, and you need look no further for any kind of guidance or inspiration One other thing that my spiritual master told me early on when I had done something foolish. He said, Rupanuga, I'm surprised you take an interest in these sorts of things. He was being specific about an instance. He says, our chastity is that we stay within our disciplic succession. And so for those who are already disciples of His Divine Grace, Giriraj Maharaj, or who are intending to be, I think you need to look no further than this one personality who is certainly the external representation of Super Soul. His Divine Grace, Giriraj Swami Maharaj, Ki Jai.
Jai Rupanuga Prabhu Ki Jai. So we were able to get Radhakund Prabhu to say something. Come on, sir.
Hi, Paul Maharaj. I didn't want to pass up the chance to thank you so much for the focus of your classes that you've been giving the past couple times that you've come on the holy name. I know the youth here really get into our bhajans, really, every Sunday night. That's what gets us through the week. And that's what keeps us close to Krishna. And that's what keeps us close to each other. And it is definitely beautiful music, but when we hear you talk about the holy name, we realize how deep it is and how much we really can appreciate it and how much we're getting Prabhupada's mercy and Krishna's mercy and definitely Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mercy. I would like to thank you for letting us get the full experience because we realize what we're doing. We're chanting out to Krishna. Thank you so much.
Jai Radhakrishna Prabhu ki jai.